The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. Me, I'm your oldest brother, Justice McElroy.
Oh, this guy over here? I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I gotta take my socks off.
Whoa.
Gotta can't sleep in socks, can't do podcasts in socks. It's Griffin McElroy.
Griffin, I do that too.
Yeah.
And sometimes I only make it through one song as I'm like recording, take off one song, and then I'm out in the house.
That's
and my
wild.
My wife is like, "Where's your other socks?" I'm like, "I don't know, baby."
We all have these ceremonies, don't we? We all have these rituals, don't we? To make this,
don't we?
To make
oh,
this
human
art.
Being, ants marching. You know?
Ants, yeah, we for sure under the table.
Wake up in the morning, dueling days, baby.
And oh shit, we didn't do that before. Sorry, one of our rituals is that we do sing
Dueling
David
Daves.
Matthews.
Dueling Daves, yeah.
We call it Dueling Daves. We accidentally did it on stage one time. We had to pay Mr. Matthews in his outfit $50,000.
Yeah.
Hey, guy, can I just say, normally we talk before the show about what our introduction is going to be, but I don't even think that we need to do that. This time, has been such. I will say this because we didn't talk about it. And we are recording, so this decision is already made. So we might as well lean into it. No, do you guys realize that within a week long span, we, the hosts of my brother and me, are getting a Quantum Leap reboot.
Yeah. Sure.
And the Santa Claus reboot. Both of those franchise, one's an announcement, one's a release, both in 1 week. Are you kidding me over
Our
here?
Our cup runneth
What
over.
Do you want us to talk about? The fact that you're making more Quantum Leap that may or may not have a gushy presence.
It'll be there, Justin. It might be an undercurrent. It might be implied gushy.
If I'm watching... Yeah, he's very deeply in love with Dal. But if I'm watching Quantum Leap Mondays on NBC, you know there's going to be a gushy presence if you know what I'm saying.
Your wife, Rachel, is a Quantum Leap Ebacula fan.
A freak for
did
it.
Did her reaction, is there any way her reaction to hearing about the reboot could have lived up to your expectations for the thrill that she would experience as having the Quantum Leap project back in full operation?
I think we have yet to watch it. She is, I think, suspended in a state of terror that it won't hit. You know that it won't be gushy enough.
That it won't be gushy enough, or maybe they'll mess up the legacy. Like someone will bring up Dr. Sam Beck, and he's like, "Oh, actually, he was imprisoned for his entire life for embezzlement, and he's a monster."
What if? They combined what if they're in a shared universe and at one point...
They're both the Quantum Leap shows? I mean, I hope so. That would be wild if two different people figured that out.
No, Justin, the new Leapist leaps into the Santa Claus.
The leper, please.
Yeah, thank you. The leper jumps into the body of the Santa Claus.
That's funny. And he's like beating the shit out of Martin Short's Jack Frost. And then he like wakes up and he's just killed what he must think is the real Martin Short. And then he's like, "Whoopsie," which is the new thing he says in the reboot. And then you get the, if that theme song, if that theme song is not just a soaring, then there's God is dead. And that's what I'll say about, that's all, that's my only thing that I'll say about it.
Let's talk about Santa Clauses, though, because I think we've held off long enough. That was a good discussion of Quantum Leap, but I think everybody here wants to talk about the Santa Clauses. Coming to Disney Plus, it is a series.
There's so much meat on the bone, it couldn't be contained in one episode.
Thank you, my leash. I got running over. So this show,
yeah,
this show of the Santa Clauses is about, like, Santa is talking in the trailer for this. We see him talking to Peyton Manning about becoming Santa Claus. But what he means is like a game designer. He meets like a game designer who comes up to the North Pole with his family. And I think he's looking for a replacement. So like, I know what the Santa Claus is
the
about.
The bylaws.
About whoever kills Santa takes over as Santa. That's not a goof we came up with for the show. That's what happens in movie, is Tim Allen accidentally kills Santa, and then he has to be Santa forever. So, Travis, if I may, what this show is about Santa Claus trying to get Peyton Manning to be the one that kills him, I think.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. He's talking to Peyton Manning about becoming Santa.
I'm on all the Santa Claus forums, as you know, and our theory, what we're talking about is the possibility of he's arranged some kind of like flatlining scenario where it's like, I will die for a moment.
Medically die. Yeah. I'll be medically brain dead.
And then you're going to resuscitate me, but the moment will have passed. You'll be the Santa Claus, and I'll be free to go back to being a shithead Scott Calvin, free from this horrible morality curse that I was given. But I can go back for like voting for Trump. And just like loving conservative politics.
It doesn't work though. What we get is two Santas. One's a regular Santa, and the other's a demented Santa that can remember hell. And I don't like that at all.
I do like that though. If this show is just, I'm guessing it's not Timothy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Timothy. Okay. So this show is
They already took Buzz Lightyear away from him, Griffin. They're not going to take Santa, too.
It's got Laura San Giacomo as a Christmas witch, it says
we
here.
We do like Here's, that.
Do you want to hear the quote?
But, I wanted to say a thing.
Go say your thing. I want to hear it, Griffin.
If this show is just Timothy Allen trying to trick Peyton Manning into killing him for a 12-episode season, if it's just Peyton Manning starts his car and he turns on the rear view camera and sees Tim Allen just lying behind his car, and he's like, oh, not today, not this time.
Please! Please, Peyton!
Please, Peyton. There's so many houses, and the presents are so big.
He stands up and he's like, oh, you got me this time, Peyton. And then when Peyton pulls out in the driveway, Tim Allen tries to throw himself in front of the car. Like, you're going to make me late for football practice.
Oh, is it Peyton Manning as himself?
Yeah. It's Peyton Manning as himself. And Santa's like, please kill me.
You could throw.
He can become Santa. It's the only way he can take over. Here's what Timbo said about this at the D23 Expo.
I need money!
Hilariously, due to the confluence of Buzz Lightyear, I mean, they're out of the Buzz Lightyear business, but he can still be Santa. There's a new Buzz Lightyear in town, but Timbo's still, I guess they're working it out. Here's the quote from Tim. You people made me, said Alan when he asked where he decided to reprise the character. We thought about this for a long time. The only way I would do this is if they answer some of the background. They answer the questions.
Yeah.
I said yes. Sure.
What Tim is saying is like, then he adds, you guys are going to dig it. So what he's saying is like, he wants to get into the mythos. That's the only way to really dig it into the dirt of Santa. I'll give you some hard examples that are literally from this article. Among the questions that will be answered are, why Mrs. Claus doesn't have a first name?
Okay.
The history of Santa.
Hold on, wait. Is that syntax? Good.
Why Mrs. Claus doesn't have a first name?
Hey, why is Mrs. Claus no name?
The sentence is, among the questions that will be answered are why Mrs. Claus doesn't have a first name.
Oh, okay.
The history of Santa and whether there has been any human children at the North Pole.
First of all, yes. We already know because Max is there in like the first episode, movie. But also, hey.
I think of them as episodes. They're prequel episodes to the Santa Clauses, a 12-episode series.
Pretty bold that the Santa Claus, which, don't get me wrong, has already established the murder lineage lore, is like, hey, I think we're the ones who should put this in our hands. We've already established it goes Santa to Santa through bloodshed. We're going to talk about why Mrs. Claus doesn't get a first name. And you know, Timbo, with all of his open-minded progressive values, is definitely going to do a delicate job handling why his wife doesn't get a first name.
Yeah, he's going to do... He's going to be fucking funny. I think we're all... Are we ready?
Are we ready to forgive Tim?
I don't know.
He hasn't asked for it.
They canceled last minute.
He hasn't asked or atoned in any way, but are we... But the ball's in our court, isn't it?
Well, they canceled Last Man Standing because of his conservative values as far as he's concerned.
Right.
And but then Disney was like, you know what, though? We've actually been a little too progressive lately. Been getting a lot of good press for that. Let's rope in some of those guys. Let's bring in some of your fellows.
Oh, you know they're going to be deep and rambunctious, these Santa grunts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, is Santa grunts the sound he's going to make or the fans of the Santa Claus?
Okay. That's all that's actually as much as I can gin up pretending to enjoy.
I will just say in closing, please. Happy David Krumholtz is working.
Yes.
Good for you, David Krumholtz.
Agreed there.
Everyone, make David Krumholtz work more. Put him in
No matter what he says.
And no matter what the work is, just make David Krumholtz work for you. Put David Krumholtz work for you.
Hey, it's time for nature to start healing itself. Make David Krumholtz work for you. Too long have you worked for David Krumholtz.
Digging up his movies, watching them. Now,
it's time for him to return the favor.
David Krumholtz has a van and he's ready to work. I work in IT for a local bank. Outside of work, I wear hats, baseball caps, or snapbacks. I think of snapbacks as baseball caps, but I'm trying to make this anyway. Every day. Hats are not allowed per our corporate dress code, but my boss seems pretty chill, and I think as long as I get my work done, she maybe wouldn't care. Can I start wearing a hat to work, or is there a way I could test the waters before fully committing? That's from Uncovered in Utah County.
Ooh, can we just overthrow this whole thing?
Yeah. Hats?
It's time, right? If we've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like to think of the work as being important.
Yeah.
It bums me out that someone has to ask if they could please wear a hat to work. That feels like it is your head. And unless I don't know what, unless you're a dentist, like if I look up and my dentist is wearing like an Ashton Kutcher hat.
Like Von Dutch.
Like a Von Dutch Ed Hardy hat, or he's wearing like a fedora. I'm going to say if you're in the medical field, keep it bare up there. It literally anything else.
No, that's incorrect. Okay, let's really put this to the test, Griffin. If you want to talk about it, if you've got the guts to talk about it, you go to Meemaw's funeral. There's a field director. Thank you so much for coming. Please ignore my federal body inspector hat.
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
There's a difference, I would say.
Any. Sorry about my hat. I love the Chargers. My dad's from San Diego. Like, I don't.
No, but this is a perception thing, Justin, not an inherent thing. Because I think what Griffin's saying is, if we swung at it hard, right? Yes, there would be some adjustment period, right? Where you'd be like, are they wearing a hat? But then, after, let's say, 2 years, maybe, it's
fine. How long is this funeral? This is like a really long funeral. Why have I been there for 2 years?
Well, no, some funerals are gonna fall by the wayside. Some funerals you're gonna have to put in the L column at first. Yeah, right. And weddings.
At first, that'll be all anybody talks about. And then it's like so commonplace for funeral directors to be wearing baseball caps. Do we have to go one industry at a time, or do we just have to accept that there's going to be a month or two of utter calamity as we all adjust to the new normal of wearing baseball caps?
Except for dentists.
No,
I am very vulnerable
Griffin, I disagree
right now.
No, I want the hat. Put the hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Cap, get it behind you.
Because here's the thing, Griffin. What you're ignoring, and I think everybody who outlaws baseball caps is ignoring, is the baseball cap as a prop. Because imagine this. The dentist comes in. They got their hat on. And then they look at you and they're like, all right, turn it backwards.
Turn it around.
Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, this is serious. Or like the tip of the cap. Or they like doff it.
Can't have a bill if you're a dentist because you're gonna. They have this big gnarly light. I don't know if you guys have been to one, but they got this big light.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, been a little bit, right?
That was in a minute. I'm gonna need a dentist.
I need a dentist to look at my teeth. Hey, what's
my daughter? Oh man, never. My daughter. I took my daughter to the dentist recently, and Charlie had a cavity. And man, I felt like such a tart because kids, that's on you. You know,
yeah, it's not them.
It's not them.
I've been using COVID-19 as a reason to not have to go to the dentist, but then like the further we get, obviously it's still a clear and present danger, but it's hard to look at the 19 in that and not go like, it's been 3 years. I should get someone to get in there and sort of do some stuff.
I love going to the dentist. I love going to the dentist.
Why, Trav? Okay.
Well, let's say
this is a question about baseball caps, so inevitably we've ended up talking about Travis's feeling on dentists. In fact, you know what? I might go ahead and use my older brother veto power to say I don't want to hear your feelings about dentists. Greg, what do you think? Can I get a quorum?
Yeah, we have a quorum.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
No, bad news. I've just been captivated by curiosity about Travis's feeling on dentists, and when he denied me, now it's all I can think about.
I like the professional certainty of this is the cleanest your teeth could possibly be. If it were up to me, I'd go to the dentist once a month. Because, listen, I know myself. Even when I'm doing my quip 2-minute brush every 4 sides.
Don't give them free promotion.
There's no way I'm doing as good a job as someone who professionally studied to make my teeth clean.
This is good.
Because
this is
afterwards,
good, actually.
You're like, God, these feel so clean. How was I content? A moment ago. How was I content?
There's more space between the teeth somehow. How the fuck did you do that? Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm just saying dentists are magicians.
Quip hasn't actually sponsored us in a minute, so if we could actually say more stuff about Quip.
I'm just saying Quip is great.
This is a new technique I'm working on, and it's to catch more flies with honey. Also, tremendous.
You start
sponsor.
Doing the ads first.
Yeah.
And then maybe and they then pay you for them, maybe they don't.
We break them off a sample of it, and then if they like the sample, they can come have more.
We had an idea once to do, I had an idea, nobody liked it, to do a Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom sponsored episode and then ask Universal for the money afterwards.
Yeah.
Like do the episode, celebrate it, give all the plugs, but then just be like, whatever you think is fair.
Yeah.
I think would be a good system.
The aspect of this question that I think we haven't touched on that I really want to dive into is how do they ramp up to wearing a hat? Right? Do they just dive in one day, come in wearing a hat and like wait for the boss to say something? Or is there a way to be like, oh, that hat? I don't know how that got here. I guess I could put it on. Wouldn't that be weird? Is there a way to dance around it and gauge your boss's reaction?
I mean, okay, so you could come in. There is an escalation here that we haven't addressed, which is start with a fascinator, little guy. And if it's, it's pretty maybe appropriative, but like a yarmulke, just increase.
I don't see why that would be appropriative, Griffin.
I can't imagine why that would be.
Area of the head, maybe, and then you work your way up to like a toboggan or a toque.
A beanie, what have you.
And then like, you know, maybe you come in wearing a baseball cap, but the bill is only like 1 inch deep. And then you just...
A real chode of a baseball cap.
A real chode. And then you just expand. Holy shit. Is it okay? When we talk about merch, we usually talk about designs that go on merch. We don't talk about bold new directions in hat technology.
Yeah, if we are innovating.
I'm talking about a baseball cap, a chode ball cap, but with just a 1 inch front brim that just barely, it doesn't do anything. But you can wear it as a transition into a full baseball cap lifestyle.
There's a person, a very good person named Sarah McKay, whose job it is to listen to the things we say and then turn them into physical objects. Like she's been
alchemy-like.
Yes, it's incredible. If you've bought anything from us in the past couple of years, you have Sarah McKay to thank. I can only imagine the terror in her, deep down in her bones, hearing us say, like, and anyway, it's a baseball cap with a chode sort of bill. And anyway, because in her mind, there's a timer. And it's like, if they talk about this for 10 more minutes, it's going to happen. I hope, please God, let them get distracted.
Okay. Alternately, come in with a huge.
Yes.
Huge fucking hat.
Same page. And then they're like, you can't wear that. And be like, well, I have this smaller one I could wear.
It just says, like, it's the words opening offer are printed in, like, huge letters on the top. Like, this is the beginning of negotiations.
This is what I call a turbo sombrero. And if you don't like this, because I'm hitting people in the office with it every time I move my head around, maybe you'd find this more acceptable. How about this chode ball cap?
I do. Gosh, this is so embarrassing. I do have one thing.
I have one more that you might enjoy.
You heard about these?
I have one for you too. Do you like podcasts?
The only chode ball caps have the my brother and me logo.
That's how you know they're good quality. Don't get store brand chode ball caps.
Imagine being a hate-filled person that just had a regular red hat. Think of how embarrassing you'd be.
Here's the problem.
You gotta customize it.
If we invent the chode ball cap, we're gonna have to invent chode ball. And I don't think, maybe that's just baseball, but hey, the bat is
Matt.
It's Matt, like a bowling pin size.
Matt, Trey, if you're listening, the baseball
hey,
sequel.
Hey, get at us.
Maybe it's here. I know you guys like the word chode. Maybe
you've said it a lot. Almost as much as we have in the last 5 minutes.
And guys, if you're not sold yet, how's this hit? You chode balls. And now that's jokes on jokes on jokes. We like it. Hey, how about a wizardly approach to things? Chloe sent this one in. Thanks, Chloe. It's a WikiHow article, and it is how to scat. How to scat. Scatting, or scat singing, is when you sing nonsense
no one
syllables.
Says scat singing. No one's ever said scat singing in their entire life.
You feel
life.
Confident enough to say that?
No.
Probably not. It's the ultimate creative spontaneous expression for a vocalist, allowing them the sorts of unplanned melodies and solos you can't have in pre-written lyrics. I could pre-write a scat, I bet. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just saying I could sit down at the typewriter and just be like, scoot,
boop, boop.
Scoop, scoop, boop, boop. Scoot up.
I'm going to start with a scat.
Okay.
Listen to the whole article. Like 10 seconds,
and see if we can improve it.
Okay,
no, stop. I'm going to stop you already.
Okay. Don't say Scooby-Dee.
Well, no, you just did the intro to I'm the Scat Man.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so that's
Let me try.
Okay, so now we're doing Scat Man still.
Oh, I need something new. Okay, let me try something new and fresh. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement, I think. You did get dangerously close to the corn riff again, which, boys, I'm pretty sure every episode for the last, like, 5 episodes has had a heaping helping of corn.
I need to get that on my soundboard, don't I?
Yeah. Okay, so getting used to scatting. There's too many beats. There's too many.
No, you're just saying boo over and over again.
You're also doing Fraggle Rock. Okay, getting used to scatting. Use improvised syllables and sounds to scat over instrumental tracks. That's fun because it doesn't even say, you know, over songs. It says instrumental tracks. So you could take, you know, the Moonlight Sonata. And just be like, scoop, boop, scoot, doot, boop, scoop, scoot, doot. If that's where you need to start, you got to start with a look.
Scoop, scoot, scoot, doot, booby, dooby, dooby, scoop, booby, doop, booby, doop, booby, dooby, dooby, doop.
I think you guys are saying boop like way
too much.
You think
too much?
It feels like too way, much. Way, way too
Skip.
Much.
Doody dat, doody dat, doody dat, doody dat.
No, you're saying doody dat, doody dat.
You're right. I just saying doody dat over again. You're right.
Practice call and response with scat singers and instrumental lines. I like that.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't always leave room for.
Yeah, you gotta pause it.
Yeah. So you turn on Scat Man and he hits you with that scoo. And then you pause it and you're like, there's no fucking way.
No way.
There's just, he was so fast. There is no way I can do this. Is what they're saying,
like, you should play regular scat records, and then it's just like find places to like slip in a little bit. Like,
well, but you get those moments in songs where it's like, Scooby-Doo-ba-doo-ba-day. You know what I mean?
Okay. Not a lot of songs these days, though. You might have to look for some older ones. They're not throwing that a lot in there. Harold Stylish isn't throwing in a lot of scat breaks, which, by the way, I don't want to give notes because obviously I'm not a musician, but maybe.
Maybe. Think about it. Start with simple, rhythmic syllables, focusing on melody instead of new sounds. As you begin improvising your own scatted lines, start with a couple of accepted, in quotes, scat words and syllables. Simple percussive noises are the easiest way to start, using sounds like bob, beep, ski, do, etc.
Bob, remember, beep, ski, do, bob, beep, ski, do, bob, beep, ski, do.
That's really good. We're improving. Remember that you're not going to say anything. You're playing with musical notes, not words.
Okay.
The musical scale made famous in The Sound of Music is a great place to start. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I'm pretty sure that existed before Sound of Music, but I
actually don't know.
Are you confident? Okay. Accent, modulate, and have fun with your syllables. Oh. Do things like, you can change the volume. So you can be like, bop, bop. And then tone, like, bop, beep. How do you sound with your...
Doug.
Pitch. Fuck.
Perhaps the most important pitch is how high or low your notes go as you get used to it.
Excuse me?
That's what you said. I don't know. I thought it was a new character you were working on.
No, I'm sorry. That was my theme song for the show, Doug Serious. I'm Doug Serious.
Practice with a metronome or an instrumental track to help you stay on time. That's fun. I worry you could develop some bad habits that way if you do it with a metronome, where you just
skip, bop, skip, 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 sk
faster?
No, 2-4, 2-4, please.
2-4. Thank you. Yes. Good.
If you guys want me to scat fast, you got to do it in 16 time. Skip, scap, 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 scap. Introduce a little. Okay, so improve.
That sounded like a scatting troll in like a cartoon. Skip, scap, scap, scap,
skip, skip, scap, scap, skip. Introduce a little rhythmic variety with duplets and triplets.
That's two of something.
Duplets are simply two sounds thrown quickly together. Okay, da da. And triplets are three sounds. Beep to bop. Instead of using straight quarter notes where you have one sound per beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, start stringing together these other phrases, leaving spaces in between them for a bouncy, swingy feel. Okay, I understand this.
Oh, so sort of like you would say like, goo, goo, ga, ga, ga.
Griffin, how's it coming with you? Can we hear, I feel like you've been talking so much, we haven't heard much of yours, like.
Sure. Shoop, scat, diddle, boom, skin, skatip, and forever, squay.
Wow.
I liked the squay at the end.
The
that was
squay
good.
Was good.
Squay is an advanced. I did a master class on that
with
one.
With who?
Oh.
With who?
Yeah, who taught it?
Yeah, please speak on that.
Scatman Crothers.
Whoa, you got him? Just gotta look if he's dead.
Quick to see if he's dead. Gonna do a quick search
you know,
to see
he's
if he
dead.
Died.
100% he's dead.
He died before I was born.
So then you took a master class with the ghost of Scatman Crothers?
He was born in 1910. It would be crazy if he was still alive.
That was one of the wilder things.
How did you live so long, Scatman Crothers? Scatting. Scatting, Kissy Young.
I learned that as long as you, whenever you're scatting, you're not aging.
Time doesn't pass.
Just on his death.
Why did you interrupt me? Oh, and he turns to dust.
The angel of death zooms in through the window and he's just like, skip, skip, goody, pop, pop, skip, squay. He's like, shit, I can't get him right now.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Stop scatting, though.
Oh, man.
So, is that it? No, there's a little bit more. Get a little swing behind your scatting. We just did that. Learn the chord progressions to improvise like a jazz singer. That's too much work.
Yeah. I'd rather music just change to fit what I'm doing.
Right. Scat through your vocal solos to bridge classical singing and scatting. That's cool. So you could be singing rolling in the deep, skip it, scop, cop, skip it, up, up, up. Rolling. I should have picked a song that I knew more than four words from when I started that exercise.
That's a very Jason Mraz move, and frankly, I'm here for it. I once saw that dude perform live. 10-minute, one-song jazz odyssey. who's incredible. Fuck. Yeah.
Why are you
underappreciated artist?
You don't have to yell about Jason Mraz.
Sorry, I just, I really love, appreciate.
I mean, we all love Mr.
Mr. A to Z. Though he, you know, when he was playing in Huntington, while I was directing children's theater production of Superman, he told the audience, "Go, hey, go see Superman." I don't know how
did
he knew
he really?
About it. Yeah, he did. He really, he did that. Mr. A to Z, appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. A to Z.
Let me get a quick Google in here for him real quick.
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Thanks,
he's not
Jason
dead.
Mraz.
He's alive still, definitely.
Yep.
Which is a good start.
Alive and okay, looking good, Jason. Looking good.
Yeah, welcome, thank you, Jason.
Welcome to the canon. There's 13...
You get the McElroy Brothers temporary stamp of approval. Okay,
welcome, Jason. We are conducting some more background, deep background work. You have joined the pantheon of 13 different people that we have deemed it okay to joke about.
And we should say right now, recording this episode, it's 10:57 a.m. Eastern Time, Thursday, September 15th, 2022. Just to hold up the newspaper in front of that statement, here's some sports scores for events that are happening right now. Get a little weird with tone, voice, and coloring. That's fine. Yeah, that's it. So
I think that's obvious, though. I think it'd be weird to be like, well, I love singing scat, but I like to keep it pretty vanilla. To mix it up would be, that would put me out of my comfort zone, frankly.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you're a novice at scatting. And so who are you to come in and tell everyone, hey, you're doing it wrong. Let me show you how to do it better.
Okay, now, Justin, now that we've had the full thing and you're warmed up, can we hear where you're at now?
Yeah, sure.
I thought we were about to do a haunted doll watch in the middle of your scat. That was good.
That was a thematic reference. That was like a thematic. I was trying to.
It was clever. It was playful, clever. Way too many bops. But you can. But it takes. You got to extend your vocabulary.
Okay, let me try it now. Boo boo ba. Boo boo ba 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 ba. Boo boo ba. Boo boo scooty daddly scooty da.
They
are
the
gummy bears.
You saw the moment where Travis realized he had been saying booba for like four whole bars, and he was like, I gotta say something else. And he came in with a scootily scoot. Hey, Travis, you need to keep practicing before
I'm only on level two. I'm still singing along with other songs.
Yeah, but Justin escalated it during this segment, and I don't know why.
I'm sorry, I'm not as good as Justin at scatting, Griffin. We've had this conversation.
You had
before.
Every opportunity to improve in the
Griffin
same
did,
exact
the one
way
thing
that
you
he
needed,
did.
And that was for you to like just
to
the
hear
the
step by step instructions.
That's true. That's
maybe
true.
If you walk me through step by step, but he did that.
And then I did
and
that.
I didn't get
Justin
any better.
Listened. What were you doing? Were you playing video games?
No, I was looking up theme songs from Disney cartoons that I could scat along to.
I wish you would take anything seriously.
Well, that's not how I live my life. I'm kind of like the Patch Adams of podcasting, Griffin.
Still a lot of beeps and bops, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
I'm worried Justin's stuck in scatting now.
Let's go to the money zone. I want to say thank you, a big thank you to Babbel for sponsoring our show. They've very prominently listed the languages that they support on this incredible app. Apparently, maybe we've made some up in the past that they don't necessarily do. I don't know why we talked about Klingon so much that one time, and I'm really sorry. But let me tell you about the real Babbel, not the pretend one. You want to learn a language. Maybe it's for work. Maybe it's for fun. Maybe it's for a little extra practice at school. Whatever. But
maybe it's to win a bet.
You need a fun way of doing it or you're not going to stick with it. And that's where Babbel comes in. It's a language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. If you can find 10 minutes a day, you can complete one of their little bite-sized lessons, start having real conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks, which I think is pretty impressive. I mean, say no more. With Babbel, you are going to be learning a new language and you're going to be doing it in a bite-sized way that fits into your schedule. So you will stick with it. And right now you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/mybrother. That's babbel.com/mybrother for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Language for life.
Squarespace is excited to sponsor my podcast. Our podcast, I guess. Squarespace is excited for us. And they're excited for you, too, to come hear about them. They're an all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Your website is not on Squarespace, you said? It stinks.
Oh. You're wasting your time.
You're wasting my time. And you're falling in with all the other sheeple.
You're falling in with a bad crowd.
We're worried about you.
I'm worried about you. Stand up for yourself with a beautiful website. Engage with your audience for
stand
once.
Stand up to bullies with a website you made
and
with your hands.
Sell anything and everything, your products, content you create, even your time. Like in that movie, that Justin Timberlake movie. Or Logan's Run. So here's every Squarespace website and online store comes with a suite of integrated features and useful guides. Because the features don't mean anything if you don't know how to use them. So the useful guides are there, and they're like, here's how to use these integrated features. And what that's going to do is when people search for, you know, tobacco scented,
whatever
mouth lotion,
or like Daffy Duck feet pics,
feet pics from famous cartoon ducks.
Yeah,
you're going to maximize your prominence among the results that come up when nasty freaks look at that stuff. So you also can sell your duck foot pics on an online store if you want. They need to probably be OCs and not licensed.
Yeah, we're talking about some duck foot NFTs.
So whether you sell physical or digital products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online.
Myself sad with that phrase.
Sure, they have powerful blogging tools. You know what a blog is. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother, and you're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my gosh, hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of the pop culture trivia podcast, Troubled Waters. On Troubled Waters, we play games like motivational speeches. It goes a little like this. Riley, give us an improvised motivational speech on why people should listen and subscribe to Troubled Waters.
I look around this ad and I see a lot of potential to listen to comedians such as Jackie Johnson and Josh Gondelman, and they need you to get out there and listen to them attempt to figure out sound rebus clues or determine if something is a Game of Thrones character or a city in Wales.
I have chills. I'm going to give you 15 points. All that and so much more on Troubled Waters. Find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you choose to listen to podcasts.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Travell Anderson.
And I'm Jared Hill. We are the hosts of Fantai, the show where we have complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives, the things that we really, really love sometimes, but also have some problematic feelings about.
Yes, we get into it all. You want to know our thoughts about Nicki Minaj and all her foolishness? We got you. You want to know our thoughts about gentrification and perhaps some positive aspects of gentrification? We get into that too. Every single Thursday, you can check us out at MaximumFun.org. Listen, you know you want it, honey, so come on and get it. Period.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Where am I? What happened?
What did happen?
What's going on?
Who are you two? My name is Dr. Sam Bettino. I was just thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if he quantum leaped in here? How would he explain?
He doesn't normally introduce himself like that. I think that would kind of break the concept of the show.
This is the first.
Yeah. He leaps in and he's like, I'm not the dude.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. Y'all got Frito's Gourmet Pops around your area?
No.
Frito's Gourmet Pops?
Sorry, it's very confusing. Frios, lowercase f, if you please.
Okay. That sounds like you're saying Frito's, but you're in a terrible hurry.
This Zaxby's, the premium quick service restaurant, beloved for its chicken fingers, wings, and legendary Zaxxas, has partnered with Alabama-based gourmet popsicle brand Frio's to introduce sauce-flavored popsicles.
No.
Zaxby's sauce-sicles will be available for free. I'm assuming they mean from a monetary perspective they will be free, not from the toll it will take on you as a,
person. Just cold sauce.
The frozen treat will feature two of the brand's boldest sauces, Zaxxas and Tongue Torch. You guys want to see him real quick while we're chatting about this? Give me one sec.
I don't know if I actually do. I mean, I guess it's just a popsicle, right? How gnarly could it look?
I'm betting pretty gnarly.
I just feel like it looks kind of gnarly. Like, the looks gnarly. No, I mean,
these look like normal. I mean, if they didn't say tongue
think
torch.
Think about Zaxxas, though. Like, what would that, think about how much of that flavor
I don't think
you're
I know what Zaxxas is.
The Zaxxas flavored sauce-sickle features all the sweet, tangy, and creamy flavors from the signature blend of spices, black pepper, and Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, that's, no, I'm good. I'm all right, actually, without that.
The Tongue Torch Sauce-Sickle is a mild heat tomato pop with nuts, garlic, paprika, turmeric, and a hint of lime. Zaxby's has renamed the month of September Sauce-Timber, which I don't think you could just
That's not a portmanteau.
I mean, listen, guys, Congress has been getting stuff done lately. And what? This seems
like a worthy federal holiday. Oh, we don't work in September. That's when we think about sauces that we enjoy.
All day.
Zaxby's is celebrating Sauce-Timber, which they made up, by treating its loyal fan base to this saucy goodness on a stick. The sauce-sickles come in packs of 8 and are limited to 1 per person.
Can I just stop you there, J-Man, and say,
Are you telling me this place will give you 8 free popsicles?
That's a lot. Well,
that's because so many,
The only way that works is if they tasted the first one and said, we can't fucking sell this.
No, we can't. Why doesn't make any sense. We made 8 million of these fucking things. We have to give them away.
I don't think you can call something that is frozen solid saucy. Right? Yeah. It is inherently
as it melts. Not. Think about that. As it melts, your hand is just covered in Zaxby's sauce.
Yeah. Fuck. The smell. If it gets on your skin, like as you're eating it, that's you all day. You can't wash your hands enough.
Here's what's up, though. Like, if you go, they'll be available for free on September 19th online through saucesicles.com.
Okay.
So if you're like listening to this, like, go get some. Take a picture. You know what I mean? Like, I don't live near a Zaxby's. It's kind of a road trip treat for me. Like, you know.
Good luck spelling sauce-sickles, though.
Oh, man. Go to sauce-sickles.com. They're like melting in a puddle.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I've tried
and
the three Zaxxas different.
Is like a creamy. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I've tried 3 different spellings of saucesicles.com, and none of them have gotten me there.
Even in this picture, it doesn't say the word.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you how they could have really made something special, is if they had called them Zaxby's Prank Sickles. And then all of a sudden, it's a nice 4th of July BBQ, and you have your, you know, nephew Dillip, who you fucking hate. Oh, and you're like, enjoy a creamy treat, Dillip. But then he gets the spicy chicken flavor.
Well, but now you gotta talk to his dad, Jormy. And you and Jormy have never been really close.
Yeah, he loves it.
One other brief with you all?
Please?
This just came across my desk. Chipotle to offer garlic guajillo steak in the metaverse for a limited time.
Wait, did you say in the metaverse?
I don't remember. Chipotle Mexican Grill today announced that its new garlic guajillo steak will be available at Chipotle restaurants across the U.S. and Canada and virtually in the metaverse for a limited time. The brand's latest menu innovation introduces an entirely new flavor profile to Chipotle's menu, featuring tender cuts of steak seasoned with the bold flavors of garlic and guajillo peppers. Earlier today, Chipotle became the first restaurant brand to officially unveil a new menu item in the metaverse by debuting garlic guajillo steak through the Chipotle Grill Simulator experience on Roblox.
How?
On Roblox, you say?
Yes. Yes. If you go to roblox.com/Chipotle, you can visit a virtual Chipotle. Can you imagine?
That should be a trick where, like, if you do that, your bank just automatically gets notified and shuts down, like, closes off your bank accounts. Like, you are not responsible enough for this.
You can't. You just spent $500 on Roblox to skip a few levels of the Chipotle obby. You're done.
Please, you can't.
Your money is ours now. We'll give it back to you on Tuesday.
This is the government. This is the shadow government. We've come out of hiding.
We're worried about you.
Government is worried about you.
This seems like an infringement upon your rights, but it's good. It's a good one for you.
Hello, this is the machines for the Matrix. We are waking you up, and we are going to give you a nice chair to sit in. We're very worried about you, battery.
Hey, can we talk? Battery. I know we're giant machines or whatever.
Yeah,
but do you feel like you're making good choices?
Worried about you.
We're concerned. So that is happening in the metaverse. I don't want to read about the menu innovation. Garlic guajillo steak pairs a familiar craveability of garlic with the allure of guajillo.
I don't care. Get to the digital Roblox steak.
Into an awesome protein with a slight kick. This does sound good, though. I'm starting to
do I have Roblox on my phone? I don't.
Chipotle premiered its new menu innovation on Roblox today at 7 a.m. PT. With Chipotle Grill
the
Simulator.
Burrito Hour.
That's what I'm reaching for, Rito. They wanted to make sure they got all those school kids before they had to get to class, so those school kids could
all they're
get
talking
in.
About. Guys, no, look, all the toppings are here.
Wait, no way, Derek. No one's ever revealed a new menu item in the metaverse.
It just doesn't happen.
Hey, can I pull back the curtain a little bit and just be honest for a moment? Is the metaverse just like the way people are referring to like the internet now? Or
how much longer do we have on the? It looks like we could go about 10 minutes on this. Do you want to, Travis?
Because is the Roblox? I thought the metaverse was just what Zuckerberg was doing. What? Yeah. How deep does it go?
It's what's like, next.
It's not funny. This is the one thing I'll say. I mean, it's kind of fun. Now, Griffin, what are you doing? Are you looking up the metaverse on your phone?
I'm trying to log into Roblox, but it's been a while, so I don't know my account, my login information.
Can I go into the metaverse and eat the steak?
Do you have Mark Zuckerberg?
That's true. Can we get Joey Pants to say, like, actually, the steak in the metaverse is delicious. I told you all.
Now, do you have Mark Zuckerberg's special flavor harmonica attachment for the Oculus?
Yeah.
You do? It slots right into the bottom, and it looks like a regular harmonica, but it's got different flavors inside of it. And then you just suck them out as you, like, you'll walk toward the giant burrito in the Chipotle experience, and it'll be like, suck pepper, suck flour. And then you get, like, those flavors in your mouth, and it's suck beef.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Juice, thank you. Thank you, Juice. Yeah, of course you have Roblox ready to go.
So we've just installed Roblox here. Now I'm in the virtual Chipotle.
So this is the metaverse.
So this is the metaverse, Trav. God, I wish you guys knew how loud the metaverse is in my ears. The metaverse is so loud. Okay, so I'm at the Chipotle restaurant. There's they got a drink fountain, no brands.
That you are running into. God,
there's a lot of people.
Hi there,
here.
I'm your fellow Chipotle crew member, and I could use your burrito rolling skills. First, let's get you a uniform so you can get started.
That's
this is for children?
If you roll enough burritos, you can unlock free exclusive virtual items and earn burrito bucks to purchase in-game
items.
You
have to work in the metaverse?
Yeah. Well, if you want cool burrito clothes.
This is just different uniforms you can buy to work at Chipotle in a game.
Yeah. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. Oh, all right, Justin. This is going to be great.
It's so loud. There's got to be
white rice.
No, not black beans. White rice. Put that... Justin?
Okay, now black beans. Black beans.
You are going so
fast. Now, of course, he wants a new steak. So far, so
good.
Corn.
Okay, corn. It's rolling past me too fast.
Cheese.
Okay, I'll put cheese on it. Now, how do I roll? Okay.
Damn it. Fold that shit. Justin, you have 1 second.
Eat your burrito. Okay, I can't watch this anymore. This is too distracting. Okay. Oh, close Roblox. Okay. Okay, sorry. It was so
that's
loud,
the metaverse.
Guys.
That's what the metaverse is, Travis.
That's the metaverse.
You get to work at Chipotle and not get paid. You get paid in imaginary Chipotle script. Essentially, is what we're talking about.
And in real life, as your character rolls out, in real life, there's a robot somewhere that you're controlling that's rolling it, right? So, like, like in War Games.
And sometimes they don't even tell the flesh human Chipotle employees that the robot's there. And so there have been countless accidents where the robot thinks it's making a burrito, but really it's like rolling up the bones of the poor Chipotle employee.
Based entirely off of that information, the metaverse sucks.
By launching garlic guajillo steak in the metaverse, we're able to share our culinary traditions and real
more like food, culinary
and real food proposition with Gen Z, says Chris Brandt, chief marketing
desperate
officer.
Desperate person.
Desperate relic.
through a sheen of sweat. He bellows down the halls.
For the first time, fans can discover our latest menu innovation from our head chef with an immersive experience that blends the best of Chipotle's digital and physical worlds.
Our head chef, Cyber Mike.
I love burritos.
They don't say that this burrito can't exist in real life. They don't say that it's structurally impossible to make this burrito with a tangible tortilla. It's too heavy, the toppings.
I will say, though, you can unlock virtual items, exclusive virtual items, as I have just done, which includes Chipotle's iconic chef coat,
cool.
the Nom Nom Aura, and a Guajillo tea.
Yeah, you roll up to Adopt Me wearing one of those, people are going to give you the respect you need, that you deserve. So that is what, that's Web 3.0, Travis.
Should we do another question?
That's what the metaverse is. Yes. I've recently passed the bar and started working as a business and construction attorney. And overall, I'm very grateful for the opportunities I've had so far in my career. Thanks. Constellation Counselor. And, why would they not have more of their...
I think there would be...
Here it is. Sorry. However, for the past few years, my real interests have been in space law.
Yes!
How can I show the world I'm ready to represent the stars? And as a space lawyer, what should my first order of business be? That's from Constellation Counselor and Carrie. Well,
This definitely has to exist. I don't think we should look it up because there's no doubt in my mind because there has to be laws about like launching satellites into space, right? And who can have what up there and how much of the moon we own, which is all of it.
The last one I don't know, but there is international satellite law.
We got there first and by America standards, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but we got there first and we put a flag on it. And historical precedent says that's ours now.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing about space law. If you want
and
to
it's definitely wrong, by the way. But just to jump back, putting your flag on someone's and saying it's mine, definitely wrong.
Not great. That.
We all share the moon. There's a treaty.
We all share. The moon's all of ours.
The moon's all of ours. Nobody can
but it's mostly, but it's mostly mine.
I think of it as a very American celestial body. The thing that the U.S. did that I think that you can model here is if you want to do a space thing—
Yeah.
There's a little element of fake it till you make it, I think, because you're not going up there very much. Nobody is. But we like to act like we are. For example, a little bit ago, I don't know if you heard, but America did the United States Space Force. And everyone had a very good laugh about that. Like, wow, it's really wild that they want to start a space force. And we all had a lot of fun. There's a different guy in charge now. And... we kept the Space Force, as far as I know. So I guess we all just kind of were like, yeah, I guess we got a Space Force now.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we have is a fleet of guys and gals and people just to defend space, you know?
We made the patches that go on there.
We already did it. There's a big building
for them. We printed out, we 3D printed their Space Marine battle armor, so we can't just throw that away.
And I'm not going to make them, like, we're not going to fire them. Then you just got a bunch of angry people trained to battle in space. I don't need that. Did you see Armageddon?
Well, now, hold on, Justin. They started off as drillers who were then trained as space people because it's easier to train drillers to be space people than it is to train space people to drill, as that movie establishes. Now, I will say this. What if you just started on your business cards, have it say like, you know, Constellation Counselor and Carrie, business and construction attorney, comma, preeminent space law expert. Now, at this
That's
point.
That's interesting.
Because now at this point, there may be someone else on Earth who's like, no way, I'm the preeminent space law lawyer or whatever. Now, if that happens, you're going to have to challenge them to a space law off, right? Okay. And you beat them maybe in a Yu-Gi-Oh card battle. I don't know, however you want to settle it. And
well, I mean, Travis, every court hearing is a law off. If you really want to get technical about it, anytime people go to court, it's a laws contest.
I guess that's true, Griffin. It's all Yu-Gi-Oh battles, but with laws. You are correct. That's all a court case is.
The evidence is a Blue Eyes White Dragon. There's the analog works here in a bunch of different ways, and I think we can all agree.
It's exactly the same. You know when your lawyer transforms into a more serious version of the original
and
lawyer?
Taller.
Yeah,
and
better hair and stuff, and cooler eyes and a deeper voice.
Or something.
Yeah, you get it.
We know so much about Yu-Gi-Oh! Hey, hold on to your beans real tight.
Okay.
Because I'm going to freak them.
Okay.
Isn't all law space law?
Whoa!
Like, we're here. Like, we're all in it. Space.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, man.
And like the aliens, we're aliens.
There's a lot of law. There's a lot of argument about where space starts.
Right.
For space law. Because there's also sky law, right?
Sure.
But there's obviously some sort of permeable barrier there between sky law and space law.
It's called the atmosphere.
Really,
yes, go on.
Right, but if I'm on a rocket ship and I kill one of my fellow astronauts at, like, you know, in the ionosphere, like, whose jurisdiction is that in?
Is there air?
What's that?
Is there air? Then it's sky law.
There's some air.
Then I'm going to say at that point, I think space right now is like international waters. I think if you get up there and you kill someone past the atmosphere, you're totally good.
Yeah. So what if every rocket ship has to have a bird on the outside of it when it launches? And then as soon as that bird dies, that's space, baby.
I think that's right.
Because birds love sky, but they hate space. And this may be the only way that we can really tell where one starts
now,
and one
as long as
ends.
We're doing that, Griffin, let's cover our whole bases. Bird at the front, right? It's going to land animal at the back. So that way we know as soon as it goes from ground law to sky law, where it's just like, that fox died.
Okay. I don't know why you picked a fox, but okay, we'll go on with fox. I would posit that fox and bird would probably die about the same time.
Well, duct
taped them to the outside of a rocket ship as it blasts off. I'm going to say I'll grant you this, Travis. There's probably going to be a small margin between fox death and bird death, but I think that the lawyers
the fox is no the fox is at the very back so that it's touching the ground right before you leave. Right?
Why did you take the bird to the rocket?
So you know when you get into space, because birds love sky, Justin. Keep up.
Birds love sky. Mnemonic device. If birds alive, you're in the sky. If birds are dead, then space ahead.
So you're not in space. It's ahead.
Okay, and around space. Okay, fine. But Travis, you don't need the fox to have its feet on the ground in the same way that if I jump in the air and shoot someone, that's not sky crime.
That's what I'm saying. There's
going to
be a certain amount of distance where the fox is going to be like, I can still see the ground. It's totally cool. Maybe that's it. It's when the fox starts freaking out. You're in sky.
You're in the sky. Yeah, that's
as long
that's
as the
good.
Fox remains calm.
Can
still
we
earthful.
More I think the fox will be fairly upset by being taped to a rocket.
That's base level. Obviously, Justin, that's your new base level.
So you got to let him acclimate.
Yeah.
You have to train chill foxes that don't mind being taped on
you got to tape him to the rocket a couple days ahead of time.
We
give him lots of yummy
what
snacks.
What we do is, we were struggling. What we do is we tape baby foxes to spaceships and they grow in captivity. So this is natural for them. They love it.
And this is, we're starting to get into ethically choppy waters. So I just want to say right now.
I think ethically choppy waters ahead is what I would say.
Ethically choppy waters ahead. I just want to say right now, these are hero foxes.
I was going to go the other way, Griffin, and say these foxes deserve it. These foxes stole some chickens.
Space is Australia for foxes. Like, space is Australia for foxes.
That's
We're not even doing it for experiments anymore. We're just blasting them up there wholesale.
Okay, this is definitely a hero bird, right? Because birds love sky. Every bird wishes they could get to space.
There's so many birds.
So many. Too many.
That's all I'm going to say. All right. I think this solves it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The question that was asked, which is, where does space start?
Yep.
You're welcome.
Hey.
All right. I know you had to acquire that and program it during the show.
No.
That's
why you were doing your ad. Which I think is
how long does
impressive.
It go, Justin?
Well, what I've found is a 50-second bed, so we can just, and it's isolated. It's just that part.
So it can go for as long
as
you want.
It's chiller than I remember.
Well, it's isolated, so you don't have those scorching guitars. You don't have Hetty doing his bass riffs.
Oh, hey, can I tell you guys some exciting news?
Please.
Next week, we're going to be in San Jose, California. And on the 29th, we are doing an Adventure Zone with special guest, Abria Iyengar.
Wow!
It's going to be a hoot.
It's going to be a hoot.
Not
a, you know
sorry,
what?
That's not a hint that it's going to be hootenanny. We're doing something that's not a hootenanny.
And you know what? I'll just tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell us.
We're going to be playing with the Lasers and Feelings game set. And it's going to be set in like the late 1800s. And you all are going to be, you're going to be ghost hunters cleaning out the Winchester Mystery House.
Cool.
Sounds fun. I'm into it.
It's going to be like steampunky and fun. Steampunky Ghostbusters.
Please
be there.
Please come. It's going to be really fun. If you've never been to a Taz show, you don't have to know anything about any of the other stuff.
Or anything, really.
Or anything. You just come and enjoy. A basic comprehension of the English language would be, I think, helpful. But we are doing a lot of great body work up there, and you may just get a hoot and a howl.
By which, Justin, means we do massage members of the audience.
Yeah, we do some fairly
consensually.
Aggressive. Consensual, fairly aggressive, deep tissue stuff, for sure.
And then on September 30th, we're going to also be in San Jose doing My Brother, Me. And then October 1st, we're going to be in Denver doing My Brother, Me. So be there. Get your tickets at bit.ly/McElroyTours. We also have the shows there in Washington, D.C., Detroit, Michigan, and Cincinnati, Ohio. And what's that, you ask? Is there another special announcement? Why, yes, there is. At the Washington, D.C. Adventure Zone show, it's going to be Brennan Lee Mulligan DMing Dadlands 2.
Oh, my God.
Y'all.
And now not the sequel episode, although it will be that. Dadlands 2.
Version 2.0.
This is our game system we created, and Griffin really evolved on it in a massive way.
I think people are going to lose their minds when they see this game system. I think that maybe this will be the last live show we ever do, because then this game design rocket ship is going to take off and kill the bird and the fox very quickly.
You guys ever seen the videos of like people seeing the Beatles live? It's going to be like that, but for game system design.
McElroy.family is our website. You can go there to find the link to all that stuff.
And a reminder, mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. Get those tickets at bit.ly/McElroyTours. Also, we got some merch. We got that Munch Squad hoodie, that Besties tee, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Earth Justice. Get that at McElroyMerch.com. You can pre-order the Taz 11th Hour graphic novel over at TheAdventureZoneComic.com. Those comics go out February 21st, 2023, so don't wait. TheAdventureZoneComic.com.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. I'm assuming everybody has listened to Making It, the new Montaigne album, at this point. But if you haven't, you actually legally have to. It's a new law that just got passed in every state and country on the world. So you're going to need to listen to the whole thing. And if you don't, the sound force will come. The sound force will come. So thank you to Montaigne and to the sound force. Is that it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that's it. Griffin, what's your inspirational words for this week?
So I see you there. We all have worries on us, but lift those worries up to and I know people get like kind of freaked out when you do like religion stuff, so I'm just going to say, you know who. Lift them up to you know who. Do you guys know who? Do you guys know who I'm talking about when I say that?
The end. Thanks for listening to My Brother, My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. Boy, something I'm numbing, I better
buy something, say buy. So something, I'm coming out.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.